Okay, thank you so much. It is wonderful to be here at this beautiful parish and diocese to talk about the Legion of Mary during this time together this afternoon. That's great so many of you could be here on a Wednesday afternoon to discuss the Legion and how we can grow in holiness. As you know, that is the purpose of being in the Legion, is to glorify God through the sanctification of the members and through evangelization. So we're in the Legion to grow in holiness and to help save as many souls as we can, our own souls and the souls of all those that we meet through the Legion. We should always see the Legion as a vocation. It's a way of life. It has been for my mom and dad. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary this past September 8th. I went up to Philadelphia and did a mass for them. They were married on our Blessed Mother's birthday back in 1958. They went on their honeymoon to Lourdes to consecrate their marriage to Our Lady, and they went to Dublin to spend time with Frank Duff, the founder of the Legion. And in fact, the priest who got my dad in the Legion went with them on their honeymoon, believe it or not. And when I did my sister's weddings, they never took me along on their honeymoons, but my mom and dad took the priest, Father Zoll, with them to Lourdes and Dublin on the honeymoon, and they spent many hours talking with Frank Duff every day at breakfast. And they spent 4 weeks in Dublin learning the Legion system. And Father Zoll had tried for 2 years to get my dad in the Legion. My dad was sort of going to him for spiritual direction and confession. And after about 2 years, my dad went to confession once, and Father Zoll said, "Bill, for your penance, join the Legion of Mary." My dad's been in for 50 years now, over 50 years in the Legion. I said, "Dad, what in the world did you confess to get over 50 years of penance?" But of course, it's a great joy to serve Our Lady. It's a great joy to be in the Legion and to try to live this spirituality, the spirituality of St. Louis Marie de Montfort, this total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So I wanted to talk today a little bit about seven things that the Legion does to help make us holy and to educate us in our faith. And then afterwards, you're welcome to ask questions and we can try to touch on some other topics as well. Frank Duff once said that the Legion makes saints and makes them by the bushel, that the Legion system produces holiness in its members. It makes saints. And in just 80 short years of the founding of the Legion, there's already been three members up for beatification. Frank Duff, the founder, is on his way as a servant of God. Alfie Lamb is a servant of God. Edelquin is venerable. The causes are progressing in Rome. And in just a few short years, we've already had three up for beatification, as well as about 4,000 Legionaries were martyred for their Catholic faith in China during the persecution of the church in China. So we belong to an organization that produces saints and makes saints by the bushel. Frank Duff once said that the Legion system forms well-educated, holy Marian apostles. See, in this day and age, it's not good enough just to be a Catholic. We have to be an apostolic Catholic. We have to be willing to share our faith with other people, not keep the faith to ourselves. If the 12 apostles kept the faith to themselves, we would not be Catholic today. But they went all over the known world and spread the Catholic faith. We have to do the same. Become apostolic Marian apostles. And we have to be well educated in our faith, to continue to read and study our faith. Frank Duff once said that the Legion enables a Catholic to understand and live the doctrines of the faith, to live the doctrine of the mystical body of Christ and Mary's motherhood of souls. There was an interesting story. There was a junior legionary at a recruiting drive outside the ordination mass at the cathedral in southern Ireland one Sunday. This goes back about the 1970s. And he walked up to an old man and he said, "Sir, how would you like to become an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary?" And the man said, "Well, why can't I become an active member?" And the little 10-year-old said, because you're too old. And the man said, well, my name is Mr. Frank Duff. So there was Frank Duff. It happened on his 80th birthday that he was invited to become an auxiliary member of the Legion of Mary. So realize it's never too late to join the Legion, right? As active members, as auxiliary members. Frank Duff, until his death at the age of 91, was an active member of the Legion. Knocking on doors, going into the poor areas of Dublin, evangelizing and spreading the faith. The Legion brought him to this relationship with the Lord. And I would not certainly be here today if it was not for the Legion. My mom and dad met at a Curia meeting. They met at a Legion meeting. My mom was actually from South Bend, Indiana. She was asked by Concilium, by Frank Duff, to move to Philadelphia, to start the Legion in Philadelphia Diocese way back in the 1940s. My dad was in Reading, Pennsylvania. Father Zoll got him in the Legion, and they met at the Philadelphia Curia meeting, which is now the Philadelphia Synodus, 50 years later. I'm the spiritual director of the Arlington Regia. We have 18 councils that come under us. We have the whole state of Virginia, West Virginia, North Carolina, and a few other, and the whole state of Maryland and Washington, D.C. So that's our territory. I'm the pastor of a Catholic parish in Virginia. We started the parish 8 years ago with about 300 families. Now we just hit 3,000 families in the parish. We built our new church last year. And I'm privileged to say that we now have 8 presidia of the Legion in our parish. I have 6 groups for adults, including 1 Spanish group, 1 group for the moms that meets at the same time as our junior presidium and our intermediate presidium. So we have the juniors, which is kids ages about 8 to 12 or so. And then we have the intermediates, which is the high school age. And they meet on Tuesday afternoons at the same time as our moms. So the moms come, they bring the little kids, they bring their teenagers, and we have 3 separate meeting rooms at the same time for the moms, the juniors, and the intermediates. And it's wonderful. It works out very nice to get the whole family involved. And then we also have a Spanish presidium and then 4 additional adult presidium, 2 in the evening and 2 in the morning. So even though I have 8 presidia of the Legion right now, I could use a couple dozen because we need more to go around doing door-to-door and evangelization and spreading the Catholic faith. So what I wanted to mention were 7 things that the Legion gives us to grow in holiness. And number 1 is the Legion Handbook. The Legion Handbook is a spiritual classic. Make sure you not only read the Legion Handbook at your meetings, but try to read it on your own. When you go to Holy Hour, take your handbook and read it very prayerfully, very slowly. It's wonderful spiritual reading. The chapters in there about the true devotion and the Eucharist are phenomenal. Legionaries are so blessed that our handbook is not just a manual of guidelines, but it contains Catholic doctrine and spirituality. Father McGrath said that if every Catholic book was destroyed in the world during a persecution and only the Legion handbook survived, you could rebuild the faith by using the handbook, because it contains the doctrines of the faith. I remember giving a handbook once to a pastor when I was a seminarian. He read it and he said, boy, if people followed this, they'd become a saint. And isn't that true? A friend of mine read the Legion handbook when he was in the seminary. He said it was the best book he ever read about the Blessed Mother. And he's read many books. Believe it or not, the Legion handbook is the most studied Catholic book in the world, next to the Bible and the Catechism. No other book in the world is studied week after week, month after month, year after year by 3 million people. 3 million active members read that book and study that book every single week. I've always felt that next to your Bible and your catechism, your most important book is the Legion Handbook. So read and study the Legion Handbook. It makes wonderful spiritual reading. Take it to your holy hours, read it from cover to cover, And it's a wealth of information, of spirituality, apologetics, Catholic doctrine, techniques and principles for the lay apostolate, and also to help us learn sacred scripture. There's 173 quotations from the Bible in the Legion Handbook. Just about every other page is a quote from sacred scripture. So number two, the handbook is number one as a great gift that the Legion has given us to grow in holiness. Number two is the Legion meeting itself. That Legion meeting is an opportunity to have an appointment each week with the Lord and our Blessed Mother. It's a spiritual exercise where we receive spiritual formation, spiritual direction from our priests or nuns, or if they're not there, then of course from the Legion Handbook and the spirituality of the Legion system. The Legion meeting contains prayer, prayers to the Holy Spirit, the Rosary, the Catena, the concluding prayers. It gives us opportunity for spiritual reading and discussion, the Allocutio, the handbook study, helping us to grow in our knowledge of our faith and apologetics. The Legion meeting is a prayer meeting because it contains so much prayer at the beginning, the middle, and the end. But it's also a business meeting for the salvation of souls, where we're working to try to reach as many souls as possible. The Legion meeting is a cenacle where we pray with our Blessed Mother in the upper room, where we learn our catechism, apologetics, and evangelization training. Every time we're at the Legion meeting, we're spending time in the presence of the Lord and our Blessed Mother. Jesus said, "Where two or more gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." So we have a guarantee that Jesus is present at every Legion meeting. And where Christ is, our Blessed Mother must be as well. At the meeting, legionaries develop discipline, grow in obedience, punctuality, charity, humility, and wonderful Catholic friendships. You can get to know so many people, so many wonderful friends through the Legion. You can maybe even meet your spouse in the Legion, like my own mom and dad met each other. There was one presidium in Southern Ireland down in Cork, where in about 2 years they had 5 Legion marriages come from that presidium. So I'll tell you, a lot of young single people joined that presidium so they could perhaps meet their future spouse. The third blessing that the Legion gives us, the third way that it helps us grow in holiness, is the weekly apostolic work, which we do for the salvation of souls, helping our neighbor get to heaven, visiting the sick, visiting the imprisoned, instructing the ignorant, counseling the doubtful. These are the spiritual works of mercy, and the Legion does these so beautifully. Zeal for souls, they say, is the greatest form of love, because you don't want your neighbor to go to hell, you want your neighbor to get to heaven. That's the greatest charity, helping people save their soul. The Legion assignment helps develop charity within us. It helps us to grow in obedience because we take the assignments that are given to us. It helps us grow in courage because it maybe gives us assignments that we're scared to do. And perseverance. Canon Ripley from England once said that his presidium had to visit a man 156 times before he came back to the sacraments. They looked it up in the minutes after the man died. And it was a beautiful story because this man had been fallen away. He had struggled with alcoholism. The Legion visited him and finally got him to go back to confession after many years. And on the way home, the man was so excited about having gone to confession for the first time. He went out and he began drinking at a bar. And of course, he fell back into his old ways. But the Legion did not give up. They visited him again and again, and eventually he came back to the faith for good and died a very saintly and holy death. And they looked it up in the minutes, and they found they had had to visit him over 5 years, about 156 times. So perseverance, the weekly apostolic work, helps us to do all of our work in union with Mary in such fashion that we see and serve Christ in those that we meet. And that's such an important idea, that we're not doing this work just to do good. We're doing this work to visit Christ, to see Christ and to serve Christ in our neighbor as our Blessed Mother would. Number four, a fourth way that the Legion helps us grow in holiness is by Praetorian membership. I'm sure you know what this is. It's for an active member who wants to deepen his or her prayer life. And the active members then, who are Praetorians, go to daily Mass and Communion, pray the Rosary and the Legion prayer card, the Tessera, every day, and say the Divine Office, some form of the Divine Office, for example, morning and evening prayer from the Liturgy of the Hours. The reason why this is such a blessing is because it focuses the legionaries on the Eucharist, on daily Mass and Communion, making Christ the very center of their life. And if you go to daily Mass and Communion, you would also be going to regular confession every 2 weeks, for example, or however often as you need to. The Praetorian Guard in the Roman Legion were the Green Berets, the hand-picked soldiers of the emperor. And that's the Praetorian membership. To the Praetorian Guard were the hand-picked ones that would guard the emperor. I encourage you to consider undertaking Praetorian membership. Don't just be an active member. Try to become a Praetorian member. And let your auxiliary members know about this too, that many of them go to daily Mass and Communion. Maybe they pray the Rosary. Why not let them know about how to pray the Liturgy of the Hours so they could become an Adjutorian member? So consider yourself becoming a Praetorian member. And what's interesting, Father McGrath said that in China, before the persecution came and 4,000 legionaries were martyred, he said that 80 to 90% of the legionaries were Praetorian members. And that probably gave them the grace to give their lives for Christ in the communist prison. Number five, the fifth way that the Legion helps us to become holy is by teaching us the doctrine of the mystical body of Christ, which is the central doctrine of Christianity. Frank Duff said it's a very sanctifying doctrine. Frank Duff popularized this doctrine among Catholics, making it understandable. Whatsoever you do to the least of my brethren, that you do unto me. It's even in the third standing instruction that we do all of our work in the spirit of faith and in union with Mary in such fashion that in those worked for and in your fellow members, the person of our Lord is once again seen and served by Mary, his mother. So seeing Christ in each person. Matthew chapter 25. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. Mother Teresa says, we have more of a spiritual hunger in the world than we even do a physical hunger. People hungry for truth, hungry for love, hungry for the Eucharist. So the legionaries are giving spiritual nourishment to people. When you bring them back to confession and bring them back to the sacraments, you're fulfilling Matthew 25. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was sick, you visited me. In prison, you came to see me. See, we're doing the spiritual works of mercy. It's very important that this doctrine, as legionaries, can help us to become holy. Because if we always tried to see Jesus and serve him in every person, we would certainly grow in holiness. Number six, a sixth way that the Legion helps its members become holy is by teaching about the Blessed Mother, especially Mary's motherhood of souls and her relationship to the Holy Spirit. Mary is Mother of the Lord, Mother of the Church. Therefore, she is the Mother of the mystical body. If she's the Mother of God, she's the Mother of each one of us. since Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, is our brother. Therefore, Mary must be our spiritual mother. She is the channel of all graces to the world, the mediatrix of all graces. According to the saints, she is the secret to holiness. And in the Legion, we allow Our Lady to work with us and through us for the salvation of souls. They say, what is the definition of the Legion of Mary? Frank Duff said that the Legion is Mary's up-to-date garment of flesh, her spiritual body, Mary's mystical body. We are Mary's hands and feet, her arms and legs. We allow Mary to live through us and with us, to lead all souls to Christ. So it's Mary who speaks through us, and Mary who loves people through us. In the Legion Promise, we consecrate ourselves to the Holy Spirit. And we ask Our Lady to use us as her instrument of graces to the world. This is a very sanctifying teaching, that Mary is the mother of all souls, and that the Legion is Mary's participation in Mary's motherhood of souls. That's why in the handbook it says that the Presidium is the local presence of Mary. See, the Legion is the presence of Our Lady within a parish, because the Legion is people who offer themselves to Our Lady and say, Mary, use us as your instruments to bring Christ to the world. And lastly, number 7, the seventh way in which we grow in holiness through the Legion is the true devotion to Mary. The true devotion. It was Frank Duff who popularized St. Louis de Montfort's true devotion, so now his spirituality could be taught to millions of people throughout the world. The basic idea is that just as the Holy Spirit used Our Lady to bring Christ to the world 2,000 years ago, so now the Holy Spirit uses Our Lady to bring Christ to the world today. So the Holy Spirit is using the Legion to bring Christ to the world. In the true devotion, we consecrate ourselves to Jesus through Mary. I'm sure most of you have made the consecration, the 33-day consecration. You prepare for 33 days, and then you consecrate yourself to Jesus through Mary. Then, after the consecration, you then try to live in union with Our Lady, to love with Mary's heart, to think with Mary's mind, to speak with Mary's lips, and then try to live in dependence on Our Lady, without any worries, but always saying, I am all thine, my queen, my mother, and all that I have is thine. We make this consecration after 33 days of preparation, but we renew it at the Acies every year. When we think of these saints who have made this consecration and the future saints who have made it, we can see that it's a very sanctifying thing. Saint Therese lived this spirituality. Saint Maximian Kolbe, Matt Talbot, John Paul II, Mother Teresa. We have people like Frank Duff, Fidel Quinn, Alfie Lamb, Mother Angelica, Father McGrath, Father Bradshaw, Father Ripley, Louis Kazmierzak, so many others of our modern-day apostles made this consecration. And it really is inspiring to see that so many future saints, like Mother Teresa, of course, and John Paul II and Matt Talbot and others, made and lived this consecration to Our Lady. So those are 7 ways that the Legion helps us to grow in holiness, by giving us the Legion handbook, our weekly meetings of the Presidium, our weekly apostolic work, Praetorian membership, teaching us about the mystical body of Christ and Mary's motherhood of souls, and then encouraging us to make the consecration, the true devotion to Jesus through Mary.